Hi guys, Marina here, and I'm going to be talking today. So I've had quite a few questions on my DMs discussing the matter of the weaning process this year. Today, we kind of switched around some of our lambs and kind of did a few things different because, oh boy, this weaning group was unbelievable. Yesterday was the first day that we separated them, so we separated them in the morning and we moved them to the top field. Usually we have the sheep in the bottom field during the spring because they're feeding down all that grass, but we moved them to the top because we don't have enough fencing to be having two different pens down below. So we separated them up top, and the lambs are on the far side, the ewes were on the side closest to us, and I let them out. They're in their fields, and I was down in the barn cleaning out that stall. Well, I look up and there's two lambs that have gotten through and are on the mom's side. So I go up there, I catch them and throw them back on the other side. And then later in the evening, I go back out and there's four lambs on the side. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So we discovered we couldn't figure out like how they got out. Like how the heck does four lambs get through a fence that is like yay high? And how they cannot go under the gate. Like it's pretty short down there. So we're like, are they flying lambs? Like, what is going on? Well, it looks like our fence did have a little bit of a hole by the gate, so they are probably able to get through right there. I need to fix that. But in the meantime, I took the netting and I just kind of did a cross between the fields. So we have the babies on the far side and the moms on the side closest to us. So this way they can't get through the electric netting onto our side. Well, hopefully. We're gonna see. We just tested that out. Just let them out, and hopefully this works, because lambs are the sneakiest thing ever. I can't believe them. But anyway, hopefully this weaning works. These lambs are born in February, so they're about 2.5 months old. We just took our weaning weights yesterday, and I thought I'd discuss that with y'all. We had a great weaning this year, and I'm very impressed with the weights. I haven't weighed my lambs for weaning before, so this is the first time I'm seeing their weaning weights. Usually I forget, but this time we're kind of trying to take these weights and kind of get in the habit of doing that. So I'm gonna go ahead and share this with you guys. Okay, so our heaviest gain weight was Ram Lamb number 9, 59 pounds for his weaning weight, and the lowest was Ram Lamb number 15, 25 pounds. So that was Floppy. He was the one that I thought was deformed. Like he was super, super small at birth. His birth weight was about 6 pounds, which is barely a lamb, and his weaning weight was 25 pounds. So he's gained quite a bit in those 2.5 months. I was pretty impressed with that, but hopefully he's gonna fill out. If not, I'm most likely gonna be keeping him as a butcher lamb because he's such a small ram lamb, and I doubt he's gonna fill out too much. So it's most likely we'll be using him as a butcher lamb for the following year. But I do have a few other weights. So number 59 ram lamb. Or 59 pounds, number 9 Ram Lamb. That was a really nice Ram Lamb. That was off Beauty and Hulk. I was really impressed with that one. So I think I'm going to be showing that one in the Reno show because he's got a very nice, thick body, nice face. So I'm hoping he'll be weaned in time for the show next month, and hopefully we will get some good placing with him. I'm also going to be keeping him and probably showing him in the next Reno show and probably selling him in the auction next year too. So hopefully we do good this year, and hopefully he'll fill out over the year, and hopefully we'll be able to have some nice prices on him next year. So his brother, which is also a twin, number 16 Ram Lamb, he would be number 10. Unfortunately, he lost his tag, so he's got a huge rip in his ear, but we re-tagged him on the opposite ear and he's healing up nicely. Unfortunately, it's just a normal thing that happens, but oh well. Number 16 Ram Lamb, he was 51 pounds. I'll have to go back and look at their birth weights, but I could probably pull them up right now. But these guys look very nice with their weight. So number 16, let's see, these two brothers are probably pretty much the same. His birth weight was 13.80 pounds and his weaning weight was 51. So again, he did gain a lot of nice weight over these last couple months. And then we have a ewe lamb. She was who? Oh, she was Scarlett's. So she had two, and her lambs were 45 and 42 pounds weaning weight, and those are very good weights for a ewe lamb. So the triplets are a little bit different, but the two bigger ones are probably about the same as the ewe lambs, but they're 42 and 41 pounds, so a little bit of a difference, but not bad for a ram lamb. I would have expected them to gain a little bit more weight, considering that they are a ram lamb and they should be a little thicker, but oh well, these are Champions babies, so I do like Hulke's babies a lot better because I've noticed they've gained the muscle a lot faster and they have just a better look to them, and they've also filled out a lot. So I like those. But Floppy was 25. He was a very, very small ram lamb. Again, he was born by goat and he was a triplet, so that explains it. But unfortunately, he just didn't get the size when he was born, and he actually did not get the colostrum and milk he needed, so I had to supplement him. So that explains his size, but I am kind of disappointed that goat keeps having triplets. But even though they are small size, they should have a little bit more of a fat to them. So not fat, but like pretty big, barrel-y, like Champion. But they will put on a little bit of weight, and I'll probably be using hers as butcher lambs because those are nice ones for butcher. We have one, I think number four, no, 13 ram lamb. That's Polka Dot. He's just got a lot of black splotches on his legs and up his shoulder, so I'll probably be using him as a butcher lamb too. Again, all of these guys are for sale as commercial and registered stock, but a lot of them I'm already picking out knowing that I'm most likely not going to be able to get them sold, so I will just probably be using them as butcher lambs for the following year. We are going to be registering the ram lambs and the ewe lambs, and maybe number the ram lamb that doesn't have any splotches from goat. We'll see if we can get those guys sold. If not, then whoever is left will be butchers so I can make more room. It's not a huge deal. I just kind of need the room for the next following group. Again, ladies should be bred and should be lambing in October, so we'll have some more babies on the ground. So we'll see how this goes, but hopefully we have enough room and we don't overflow our pens. But yeah, those weights were awesome. I'm super impressed with how much that ram lamb gained. He is only 2.5 months old and he's almost 60 pounds. So that's a pretty good ram lamb. He's got a nice big head, so I'm hoping he'll be a good one for the show. But yes, our weaning has gone great. Super impressed with all the weights and all the details. If you guys have any questions about my weaning or about the process, anything like that, go ahead and drop in the comments or let me know on my socials. But I am going to be going to the Dorper course this weekend, and I'm so excited to be telling you guys what I learned in my next podcast. That's right, you guys are going to hear it next week. Hopefully you're excited, and I can't wait to share it. But my Zoom classes are going to be popping up pretty soon, so I'll be discussing a little bit on my podcast about them and about the details of that. But make sure to go ahead and sign up because I cannot wait to share that with you guys. But yeah, and then we're excited for the show that's coming up. I'm probably going to be bringing Lady and Beauty and probably Beauty's Ram Lamb. That's the 59-pound Ram Lamb. So we're excited for him to be showed, and hopefully we'll get a good placing with these guys. And yeah, so if you guys have any more questions, let me know in the comments. Love to hear you guys. Thank you so much. I'm trying to think. I had something else I wanted to discuss. I don't remember what it is. But yeah, I think that's it. I don't remember what else I wanted to discuss with you guys. I have been working on my WSDA essay contest, so excited to share that with you guys. Oh, I remember what it was. So I love, love when my buyers send me pictures and show pictures of my sheep that I sold them the year before and how much they have filled out. If you have purchased from me an animal, I would love, love, love to see the photos. I just love it when they send the photos because I can see my lambs, how they filled out, And it just touches my heart so much. I just love when they send the photos. So a few days ago, Sandy, the lady that bought the triplets from Goat and my Ram Land that I showed in the show last year and won third place, she bought those guys that are my offspring from last year. And she showed me some pictures, and they have filled out so much. I cannot believe they are the same animals. I just saw them when they were a little small, when I'm weaning my lambs today. They were that small when I saw them last, and they have just filled out so much. I am so impressed with how beautiful they are. The triplets have definitely filled out. They look identical to Goat. They have that big, thick wool, but not a huge deal. And then the Ram filled out pretty nice. He's got some nice muscle I see in his shoulders and his head. He looks awesome. So I'm super impressed with how they filled out. Again, I have another person that bought Clover. What is that, last year? I think he bought Clover last year, and he posts some photos of her, and she looks so nice. So impressed with how big and thick she's filled out. She looks like a ram, honestly, in a barrel. That's what I remember about her. But they all look so nice. I love it when my buyers send me the photos. If you have bought anything from me, I would love to see how the animal has filled out. I just love it when you guys send me the photos because I just get to see my animals and how they've filled out and how beautiful they look. So, usually the buyers buy from me and then I don't hear from them forever and I don't know anything about how my animals filled out. But the people that have reached back out to me and showed pictures are truly amazing. Thank you so much. Love to see the photos. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I will see you next Tuesday. Sorry I did not post last Tuesday. I was sick and I was unable to podcast because my throat was super messed up. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I will see you next Tuesday for the podcast on what I learned at the Dorper course. I'm going to be so tired, but I cannot wait to share this with you guys. Stay tuned for that podcast. Let me know if you're excited, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.